Kirabo said, good morning, hope all is well. Today's daf is Kiddushin Daf Nun Gimel. Today's shir is Lili Nishmas, my great-grandmother, Miriam Shandel Bas Avram. Your tzei was either today or yesterday, I'm not sure, but shir should be Lili Nishmas, Neshama should have an Aliyah. We're here on Nun Beis, Beis at the two dots, three lines down on the wide lines. If you remember, we had started the Mishnah, and we had mentioned that there's a machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir in a couple of things. If you're Mekadesh with Maaser Sheni, if you're Mekadesh with Hekdesh. So we're going to start a story about after Rabbi Meir passed away and what happened to Talmidim and Rabbi Yehuda and Yeshita, etc. And then we're going to go on to some other topics, and mostly revolving around the Mishnah. So it says the Gemara like this, Tana Rabbanan we learned in Abraisa, three lines down in the wide lines. L'achar p'tir also shall Rabbi Meir, after Rabbi Meir passed away, Amar lahem Rabbi Yehuda l'talmidav. Rabbi Yehuda said to his students, Al yikansu talmidi Rabbi Meir l'kan, don't let Rabbi Meir's students into the base medrash. Why not? They're just counter, I don't know if that's where the word comes from, but they're basically just contrarians. I have a little motorah him by, and they're not coming to learn. El lekapchani b'halachos him by, they're just coming to cut me down. They're coming to just make trouble, and not actually find out what the emes is. And so sure enough, dochak sumchus is one of Rabbi Meir's great talmidim, and nichnas, he kind of pushed his way in. He kind of snuck his way in, pushed his way in, etc. And amalehem. And he said, "Kach shana li Rabbi Meir." He said, "This is Rabbi Meir taught me." Hamakash bechaluko. If a person is mekadesh with his chelek, right? If you look at the Mishnah, right? Bein kadosh kadashim, bein kadosh kanim, lo kidesh, right? Regardless, right? Again, that now this, if you notice, just that this is not actually disputed by Rabbi Yehuda, right? Again, that's the Tanakhama in the Mishnah, right? Then the Gemara, the Mishnah, if you just look ahead, right, on top, in the middle of the daf there, right, it goes on to this quote, the machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda by Maaser Sheni and also by Hekdesh. But the first one, right, the first statement of the Tanakhama, HaMekadesh Bechalko Bein Kodesh Kadashim Bein Kodeshim Kalim, Eino Kodesh, right? If you're a Mekadesh woman with some sort of Kodeshim, some sort of Korbanos, that doesn't work. So Sumba said, he quoted that this is what Rabbi Meir told me, right? Someone was Mechila, Mekadesh with his chelik. If a kohen gets a chelik in one of the kodshim, one of the korbanos, right? It low key, this doesn't work. That's Rabbi Meir. That's Rabbi Sumchus kind of announced, or he said to the talmidim, whatever, and the base manager. And sure enough, caused Rabbi Yehuda alayim. And Rabbi Yehuda heard this and he got mad. Right? Amalam, and he gave him the whole speech again. He said, "Lo kach amar ti lacham." Didn't I say to you, "Lo yikatsu mitamid Rabbi Meir lekan"? Don't let Rabbi Meir's talmidim in. Mitesha kantaranim him because they're contrarians or whatever. Velo lumo torahim by him. They're not coming to learn. El lekabchani ba alachasim by him. They're just coming to bother me. With the halacha, and then Rabbi Yehuda said. Apparently, Rabbi Yehuda disagreed with this statement, Rabbi Meir, and he said, "V'chi isha be'azara minayin." He said, meaning it's not. We don't have to talk about this halacha. When in the world is a woman in the azara? Right? When in the world, what is a woman going to be able to get kodshei kadashim? Right? Again, certain kodshei kadashim are not allowed to be brought outside of the azara. The Beis HaMikdash, right? A woman's not allowed in there. We don't have. It's not a regular relevant place. It doesn't matter. I don't want to hear about Kodshei Kadashim. Now, Rashi over here points out, if you look at Rashi, right, Dekatani Kodshei Kadashim, right, because, again, this whole, right, again, the Kodshim Kalim, that could be in Yerushalayim, okay, that's relevant. But you didn't want to hear it, because part of the statement was, by Kodshei Kadashim, right, the Korbanos that have to be eaten in the Beis HaMikdash. Right? Even if you go out of the Azara to the part of the Beis HaMikdash called the Ezras Nashim, even that part would passel the Kohanim. And women don't go into the Azara. Like we learned in the first parak in Mesechos Kalim. Says Tosos, I did not see that anywhere in the first parak of the Seventh Kalim. So Tosus disagrees. Okay, fine, if you want to check that, Tosus v'chiyisha v'azara. Right, Tosus doesn't like that so much. Right, okay, fine. So that's... one second. Again, what Tosus answers is, right, that it's not common. Right, I mean, it's in regulos shittikanas l'sham. It's not common that a woman would be there. Okay. And he didn't want the theoretical case that doesn't really come up. Okay, fine. Either way, so Rabbi Yehuda got upset at some close friend. He was upset. He didn't want to hear any of this stuff. I'm Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, Rabbi Yossi, who was also in the base manager at that point, he said, Yomru Meir Shachit, they'll say, Meir has died. Yehuda Kass, Rabbi Yehuda is upset. Yossi Shachit. And Yossi, Rabbi Yossi, again, they're saying about himself, is quiet. Devar Torah Mateila, what in the world is going to happen? Right to the Devar Torah. I mean, we have to get a pshat, right? We have to have a halak. Well, what's going on? So Rabbi Yossi forced himself to speak up, right? Seemingly against his nature, right? Maybe he's kind of like, kind of, if you can imagine, read between the lines. He's trying to get himself, he has to say something. So he said, how in the world could you have a case like that? I mean, why would a mayor ever say that? I got an answer for how this is a relevant shaila in halacha. I mean, he says, frankly, some very, very simple things. The only way you can be kaddish a woman is if the woman is standing in front of you. What do you mean? Well, then maybe the one of the kohanim can accept kiddushin for his daughter. Right, and where the shaila is whether you can use the kachim for that. Or maybe the woman sent a shliach. That's a relevant way to make that kiddushin. It's not motor. Let's say a kohen Rashi. Let's say she pushed her way in. Right, so we're not gonna invalidate the kiddushin just because she's not allowed to be there. So fine. So Tanya we learned that Rabbi Yosi the Omer the Kadeshes, Rabbi Yosi Omer. So again, Rabbi Meir had said that Enam Mekudeshes. Rabbi Yossi agrees with him. Rabbi Yehuda says that Mekudeshes. And Rabbi Yochanan Shnei Mekud Echadoshu. And both of them are operating off the same pasuk. Pasuk says, V'zeh Yelecha Mekudesh Kadoshim Na'ish. This should be for you, i.e. for the Kohanim, for the Kodesh Kadoshim, right from the fire. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, right? Rabbi Yehuda says, Yelecha. Lecha Lechol Tzorachecha. Right? It's yours. Use it, do whatever you want with it. Rabbi Yosi Savar Ka'esh, that the Kodesh Kadoshim is like the Esh. Ma'esh La'achila, just like the fire, right, is La'achila, meaning the concept of Esh Ochla, that the Esh and the Mizbeach eats, quote-unquote, right, the Korbanos. So too, right, Afu, Nami La'achila, so too, the Korbanos are only yours for eating purposes, right, so not for anything else. Rabbi Yochanan says, right, Nimnu V'gun now. The Gemara is going to kind of debate and figure out, did Rabbi Yehuda take back his statement? Again, Rabbi Yehuda holds that if you're Mekadesh with Kodesh Kadoshim, so it is Mekudeshes. We're going to have a discussion. Did Rabbi Yehuda retract this opinion? So I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, Nimnu v'gamru, they looked, they took account in the base medrash and they completed. What does that mean? So if you look at Rashi, l'minyan v'rabu ha'omrim einu mekudeshes, right? The majority said that it doesn't work, that einu mekudeshes, like Rabbi Yehuda, like Rabbi Meir, that if you mekadesh with kodesh kadashim, it doesn't work. And then u'batlu ha'mu'atim v'chazru behem v'gamru l'omrim einu mekudeshes. And then the miut, the minority, who said that it was mekudeshes, took back their opinions. Rabbi Yochanan holds that even Rabbi Yehuda retracted, right, his shita. Nimnu v'gamru b'mikdash b'chalko, v'gamru hamakadish, I'm sorry, hamikdash, hamakadish b'chalko, ben kodesh kadashim, ben kodeshim kadim, lo kidesh, right? Again, Rabbi Yochanan says that everybody in the end agrees that it doesn't work. And for Rav, Amar adayini machlokas, and Rav says, but it is still a machlokas, that, again, that in the work, because if you look at Rashi, lo amdu l'minyam, lo chazir ba, Rabbi Yehuda, right, that story, lo hayav v'lo nivra, didn't happen. Amar Abaye says, "Kavasir Rabbi Yochanan Mistavra." It makes sense that Rabbi Yehuda retracted his position for the following brisa. We're going to have a very long brisa, and then at the end, we're going to prove, right, that Rabbi Yehuda took it back and said, "No, it must be that Kodesh Kadashim are not good to be used for marriage, for to be mekadesh a woman." The time is well in our brisa. How do you know that the Kohanim can't trade a korban, their portion of a korban mincha, for a portion of a zvachim, for a portion of actual korbanos? Just, I guess, to preface over here, there are three main types of korbanos, not really main, I guess two main types of korbanos, and those get broken down. There's zvachim, there's animal sacrifices, and menachos, which is a flower sacrifice. Very often, if a person is too, as we'll see in a second, is too rich, no, is not rich enough, is too poor to bring, let's say, a sheep or a cow or a bull or whatever it is, so they were able to bring a second level of animal sacrifices, that's birds. Birds, as we'll see, all these details are relevant, birds are not shechted like a sheep. They are, whether you do what's called malika, right, is the Kohen's thumb, fingernail, right, is pressed into the back of the neck, of the bird's neck, right, and shechted that way. If a person is not able to bring two birds, or they're too poor, they can't even afford a couple of birds, so then they bring a korban mincha, which is just flour. Okay, so that's let's just start with that background, and then some of the stuff, most of the stuff, hopefully will make sense. How do you know that you can't trade the korban? It says you can't trade his portion of the korban mincha for a portion in an animal sacrifice. Again, the kohanim got portions from all this stuff. So tell me, because the pasuk says v'chol mincha asher tafeh batan, or the chol bnei aron tihye. Right, it has to be for all of bnei aron. You can't trade it right as if it's yours. Right, it has to belong to everybody. Gets a portion. Okay, fine. So Zeder, I get that you can't trade the korban mincha for an animal korban. Because they're not comparable. They don't substitute for each other. Right? We say, well, there are three tiers. Right? There's an animal. Let's say a sheep. Then there's, if you're two, you can't bring that, you bring two birds. And if you can't bring that, then you bring the korban mincha. So you can't. So I understand, says the Gemara, that you can't trade a mincha for a sheep because those don't line up, right? There's the birds are in between, right? You never go from sheep to, well, I guess sheep maybe a bad example here because I forget exactly which animal you bring for those types of chataos. But okay, that's just, you know, whatever. You understand what I'm saying. You never go from sheep to flour. So why don't we say that you could trade the korban mincha for a korban oaf, for the chelik and the korban oaf? Because if you substitute in terms of if a person is too poor, if a person is too poor to bring birds, he brings a korban mincha. The korban mincha has to be right for all bnei aron. Okay, fine. So you can't trade the korban mincha for a bird, because they're not, maybe because they're not comparable, because one of them is with blood, meaning you sprinkle the bird's blood on the mizbeach, and the korban mincha, you offer some of the mincha sacrifice, the kmitza, right, that flour stuff, and other things, right, that's the part that gets burnt on the mizbeach. So they're not comparable. But okay, so why don't we bump it up a level? Why don't we say you're able to trade birds, right, for sheep, for example, for animals, right? Because both of them are going to have blood sprinkled on them's back. Tamalomar v'al machalas, right? Pasuk says v'al machalas, right? That's extra, and it teaches me you can't even trade that. Okay, I understand why you can't trade birds for sheep, for animals, for korbanos, right? Because the sheep gets shechted, right, bikli, with a utensil, meaning a knife. And the bird is shechted biyad, as we said before, right, you do malika, right, in the back of its neck with your finger. But maybe you could trade menachos for menachos, because both of them are done with biyad, with kmitza, right, so the Gemara said, meaning that then there are different types of korban mincha. Maybe you can try one type of mincha for another. So the pasuk says you can't do that. Fine, I get it that you can't trade different types of korban minchas. Machavas was a thin pan, not a thick pan. Like if you ever go to the supermarket and buy tins, right, tin pans, right, to send brownies or something. So the different types, right? One is like a deep dish pan, and one is like a flat pan, right? That's like, you know, better for kind of just serving or whatever. So that's the difference. Machavas is one of the thin ones, the shallow ones, and marchesh is a deep type of pan, obviously not made out of aluminum. Okay, there's different types of korban minchas. I understand maybe you should be able to trade those, right? Shazem asem rakim, zem asem kashim, because the deep ones were soft and spongy, like kind of like, let's say, sponge cake-ish. Not exactly. And the thin ones, right, the shallow ones were harder, were more like wafery and okay, but more like cakey and whatever. Fine. But maybe you can trade the same type of korban, right, for each other, right? Because they're both the same, right? They're either soft or hard. Tamalom, the pasuk says, therefore, no, that all of it has to be for bnei aron. Okay, I get it that you can't trade kodesh kadashim, but maybe you could trade kodeshim kalim, right? Let's say a shlonim or whatever. Okay, so fine. So, Tamalom, the pasuk says, that's where we're at. Yeah, Tamalom, the pasuk says, ish ki achi v'samech le im al tugda, right? Kishem she'in cholkin al kachi kadoshim, right? Kach in cholkin kachim kalim, right? They have to be ish ki achi, right? Again, they have to be equal in all of the korbanos. The tugda, right, was one of the kachim kalim, right? So too, right? They have to be all equal, and you can't just trade necessarily one for another, right? Everybody has a portion. So the Gemara just says, ish, Ish. Okay, no, sorry. Now another drasha. Ish cholik afilu ba'amum ve'ena katan cholik afilu tam. The pasuk says ish. Again, when the pasuk we just quoted, ish be'ach ke'achiv. So we say learn something else. It's not related for us right now, but it means that a man, meaning a gadol, has a kohen. As a kohen, has a chilek, right, in the Beis HaMikdash, even though he's a Baal Mum, which he can't do the Avodah, but meaning the Baal Mum is not allowed to do Avodah Beis HaMikdash, but he is allowed to get a chilek in the Korbanos. But a katan doesn't get, right, even if he's Tam, even if he's complete, even if there's no Mum, right, the katan does not get a chilek. Now, what's the proof that Rabbi Yehuda is maskim? Again, back to what we were talking about, right? What's the proof that Rabbi Yehuda retracted and ultimately holds that you cannot be Mekadosh a woman with Kochek Adashim? Right, again, so it basically stops it for money. Rabbi Yehuda, right, again, this Stam Brisa, Stam Sifra, that we're just quoting right here, is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. And he says, again, what is he saying? We're saying that by Kachir Kadashim and Kachim Kalim, right, you can't trade one for another. It's not yours, right? Everybody has a chelik in it. So, but who, the karma, the lespe, din chaluka klau, you can't trade anything. So that, again, what's one way to show that you own something? That you can trade it. What's another way to show that you own something? You could be Mekadosh a woman with it. Well, if you can't trade it, you can't be Mekadosh a woman with it because it's not yours. I said, therefore, Shmami, no, we see the review that took it back. Okay, fine. Amar Rava says, Rav Milutanya, fine. Okay, now Rav said that review that did not take it back. So we have a Brisa to support Rav as well. Vatani went into the Brisa, Tsnuim Moshkin Esidayim. Now, what's going on over here? Basically, so Rashi clues us in. That for 40 years, when Shimon HaTzadik was Kohen Gadol, right, the Lechem Aponim there was a bracha on the Lechem Aponim, right? Again, that's the Lechem that went on the Shulchan. Yeah, that's the Lechem Aponim, right? Even if a Kohen got a small portion, right, it would fill him up. It would make him full. So after he passed away, that disappeared, right? And at Kedekach, to the point where it didn't fill them up at all. I mean, it was not fulfilling at all to eat the Lechem Aponim. So a lot of Kohanim, right, stopped, right, taking the Lechem Aponim, since they usually wouldn't get so much, and it wouldn't fill them up, right, even though it had previously, so they stopped taking, right, the Lechem Aponim. That's what the Gemara says over here. Atznuim, right, the more tsanua, the more appropriate, kind of like, what's it called, the more reserved, right, tsnius, not tsnius in terms of sense of dress, but tsnius in terms of action, right, tsnius is not only clothing, right, it's also a mindset and the way you carry yourself, etc. So the tsnuim, right, they would just kind of remove their hands, they wouldn't take the lechem upon him, because in the marashah, right, they weren't getting a lot anyway, because there are a lot of kohanim and only a bunch of loaves, and it wasn't filling them up. So what was the point? So they just figured, okay, maybe someone else will take my portion, and maybe they will get full. So they wouldn't take. But the Hargar Ganim Chokim, but the Hargar Ganim, I would split it between each other. And they would trade back and forth. Apparently, again, we see that that is Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that says that the Lechora would be Rabbi Yehuda Shita, if it stops it from, and it's a Brisa, so the Lechora that they could trade it back and forth. So the Gemara says, nah, that's not a good proof. Because my Chokin, Chotvin, it doesn't mean that they would trade it back and forth, it means they would snag, they would grab, right, different pieces, right, and to make sure that these chutzpah kohanim would kind of grab other people's portions. Because the Tani Sefer, like the second part of that price, says, because one guy grabbed, right, his chelik and someone else's, right, and they called him this Ben Chamsan, right, this kind of, not a ganav, but a kind of a grabber, right, until the day he died. I'm a rabbi bar Shila Mikra, what do they base that off of? Right, again, they use the pasuk, because the pasuk says, of chamatz, chometz, right, as a reference to grabbing stuff. Pasuk says, Pasuk in Tehillim, yeah, Elokai, I'm not sure, Elokai, just find it on the side, yeah, Elokai, but yeah, we have the Nekudos over here in the Torah, or Elokai Palatini Miat Rosha Mikaf Avel Vachometz, right, to save me from someone who grabs stuff. And Rabbi says, no, from Pasuk in Yishayo, right, Lindu Hetev Dirshu Mishpat Ashru Chamotz, that basically, that kind of do tshuva, right, and kind of find someone and help someone, right, do mishpat for someone who chamotz, who had stuff taken from him. Okay, now back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, "Ma'aser sheni be mishag be mezid lo kiddush de Rabbi Meir." Again, if you remember, Rabbi Meir had said by Ma'aser sheni that if you use Ma'aser sheni, regardless of whether you did a shogeg or not, It doesn't work to be Makadosh a woman. And Rabbi Yehuda says, if you did a Bishogeg, it doesn't work. And if it made it, right, it does work. Right? That's Rabbi Yehuda, Bishogeg, Ve'el Kiddush, Mezid Kiddush. So, Menami Mili. Right? So, where does Rabbi Meir get this from? As we'll see in a second, Rabbi Meir. How do you know that, again, when Rabbi Meir says that Maaser Sheni doesn't work, whether it's Shogeg or Mezid, again, that's code phrase for Maaser Sheni belongs to Akash Baruch Hu, that it's Mamon Gavoa, not Mamon Hedyot, that it belongs to Akash Baruch Hu, and we're just allowed to eat it. So, not immediately, how do you know? So, Amar Rav Acha, Breder Rava, Mishmei the Gemara, Rav Acha, Breder Rava says the name of the Gemara, the Masorah passed down, as Rashi says, right, from generations. So v'chol ma'aser ha'aretz mizera ha'aretz mipri ha'etz l'shem hu kodesh l'shem. Right, so l'shem hu, meaning it belongs to Hashem. V'lo l'kadesh z'isha, and not to be mekadesh a woman. So the Gemara just goes through all other scenarios, other psukim, other contexts where it also says l'shem. Meaning, if l'shem tells me that it belongs to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, right, so you would follow. It would make sense that you should have, right, a regular similar halacha across the board, right, by other scenarios, where by other contexts where it says Lashem, that would imply that it belongs to Hashem, you can't be making Kaddish a woman with it. The problem is, that's not true. All right, Trumas Meiser, you see, by Trumas Meiser, the Chiv Pasuk says, Kein Tarimu Gamatem Trumas Hashem, right, you should also, meaning the Levium should also take Truma, it's not a Mekaddish but Truma, Mekudeshes. It says that someone who's Mekaddish but Truma, right, is Mekudeshes. So again, Trumas Meiser. So even though it says Lasha Trumas Hashem, so it says Dol Kisiv Bei Lashem. I mean, it's not Lashem. Right? It says Hashem, right? Trumas Hashem, but it doesn't say Lashem. Okay. Arichala b'Ora b'Chala. The Ktiv b'Pasuk says Titnu Lashem. You should give it to Hashem. It's not. The Mishnah says a Mekaddish b'Trumos Mekudeshes. Someone who's Mekaddish b'Trumos, i.e., including Chala, it does work to be Mekaddish woman. Apparently, you do own the Chala that you separate. Dol Kisiv Bei Kodesh. Gemara says okay. It doesn't say Kodesh Lashem. Arishivias. What about Shemitah? The Ktiv b'Yovel He Kodesh T'Yelachem. Right, it should be holy for you. It's not a Mekaddish pairs Shvias Mekudeshes. Right, that was the whole story. He grabbed some Shemitah produce. Right, Mekaddish the five women. Right, and that works. So we see that, what it means. It says Kodesh. So Gemara says, yeah, okay, but it doesn't say Kodesh Lashem. Right, the Lo Kisiv Bei Lashem. Right, it doesn't have the word. That's the magic phrase. Right, it has to be Kodesh and Lashem. Vayre Truma Ayba Truma. It's the Chiyuv Pasuk says Kodesh Yisrael Lashem Reishis Tvosa. And that's not necessarily by Truma, but that's by Bnei Yisrael, by comparing it to Truma, meaning comparing Bnei Yisrael to Truma, Kodesh Yisrael Hashem, Bnei Yisrael are holy to Hashem, they are like the first fruits, right? I mean, just like Truma, which is separated first, the Tan, and it says, HaMekadosh B'Truma, right, it's not a Mekadosh B'Truma Mekudeshes, and we see that it works if you're Mekadosh B'Truma. So Gemara says, no, it will be Yisrael Ksiv. Okay, fine, that's talking about Am Yisrael. That's not necessarily talking about Truma. Gemara says, what do you mean? The Pasuk is comparing Bnei Yisrael to Truma. If you say that Bnei Yisrael are Kodesh Lashem and they're like Truma, so clearly Truma is Kodesh Lashem. So talking about Ravin, Saba Kameh Rav, I'm Akrala, because the Pasuk says, who? Right, so Gemara says Enichanami. So forget the word Kodesh Hashem. That's not the code phrase. We're for different Joshua. By Maaser Sheni, it says who, right? At the who? Where's that? What pasuk we talking about over here? Torah or fail me over here? It doesn't. Okay, did we quote it before? We quoted before. V'chol Maaser Haaretz Mizera Haaretz Mipri Haetz Lashem Who. Kodesh Lashem. So that pasuk, it tells me about Yosef and Yehei, it has to be what it is, i.e., it's for Hashem. I mean, the Hashem who, that it is for Hashem, right? And that's how you know Maaser Sheni belongs to Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's Rabbi Meir's Makor. Okay, now what about Hekdesh, right? We had said, Hekdesh Mezid Kidesh Meshogeg Lo Kidesh, or did Rabbi Meir? Right? Rabbi Meir says if you use Hekdesh on purpose, then it works, but Shogeg not. And Rabbi Yehuda says the opposite. Meshogeg Kidesh, but Mezid Lo Kidesh, that if it's Meshogeg, right? Then it works for Kiddushin, but Mezid, it does not. Now, that's different, right, than Maaser Sheni. Right, again, right? Maaser Sheni, Rabbi Meir says, it doesn't work regardless. Right? And by Hekdesh, though, Rabbi Meir says, it depends. If it was Mezid, then yes. If not, Shogeg, then no. Rabbi Yehuda says, if Mezid, yes, Shogeg, no, that's Shaykh to Maaser Sheni. Right, but he says by Hekdesh, right, if it's Mezid, right, it doesn't work. Right, in Bishogeg, it does work. Okay? Right? So that's, again, so they basically, one second. Good. So the Gemara now is going to kind of harp on that, meaning that Bishogeg doesn't work, right, according to Rabbi Meir by Hektesh, and Bishogeg it doesn't work, according to Rabbi Yehuda by Meister Sheni. So the Gemara is going to kind of pin that, see that, deal with those two shitas. That again, that Rabbi Meir holds that Bishogeg it doesn't work by Hektesh, and Rabbi Yehuda holds Bishogeg it doesn't work by Meister Sheni. So I'm Rabbi Yaakov. Rabbi Yaakov says, Shmas mina de Rabbi Yochanan Tarti. Right, I heard two pshatim. Right, and Shigas Meiser to Rabbi Yehuda, Shigas Hegdesh Rabbi Meir, right? Both Rabbi Yehuda Shita and Rabbi Meir Shita, when you do it by Shogeg, that it doesn't work, yeah, except that Rabbi Yehuda's is by Meiser, Shani, and Rabbi Meir's is by Hegdesh, but either way, both in both scenarios, if you do it, use it by Shogeg, it doesn't work. Shneim ain't Eishim HaKadesh Bahem, right? Again, but yeah, as we said, it doesn't work. Chada, one of the reasons is Lafisha Ini Sharotza, because the woman isn't interested, she won't want to be Mekadesh with that item, she won't accept it. Chad Lafisha Ini Shneim Rotzin, and one of them is because both of them don't want it. And I'm not sure which is which, whether it's talking about Meiser Shani or it's talking about Hegdesh. So I'm Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Yirmiyah says, Nechzi Anam, let's check it out. Wait, Meiser, by Meiser Sheni, Ilo Nichola Mishon Tircha Di Orcha. Right, by Meiser Sheni, she's not going to want to take that as Kiddushin, because now what? She has to go Yushalayim and eat it and deal with it there. So, Iyu, right, but the guy, Nichola, is very happy with it. Why? The Nikni Itzami Mela, because he's using it to buy, to marry a woman. Right, what does he need to do with that Meiser Sheni? He doesn't need to use it now, so he doesn't care, so fine, it must be, right, that by Meiser Sheni, it's the one where the woman wants it, and the man doesn't care. And by the Hektish, Baba Hektish, again, that must be the one where both of them don't want it. And Terbay Lo Nichalu De Nitchil Hektish Al Yadayah. Neither of them are happy to use Hektish because it'll become Chulin. Again, when you use something, right, when you commit Me'ilah, so then the stuff loses its status of Hektish, it becomes Chol. So neither one of them are going to want to start off their marriage like that, so that must be the split, that the one that where the woman is upset is Meiser Sheni, and one where both of them is upset is Hektish. Rabbi Yaakov says, no, Ipecha Mistavra, it must make sense the other way. Milo Ikele Meimer, Meiser Ilo Nichole Mishum Tjecha De Orcha, and Ilo Nichole Mishum Onse De Orcha. By Meiser Sheni, you can say both of them are not happy. First of all, the woman doesn't want to go to Shalayim with the Meiser Sheni, and the husband, right, is not upset, because let's say she loses it, right, so then that's not good. Right, again, it's not shy. It's not she. You can only eat it in Yerushalayim, so it's not Sheva Pruta outside Yerushalayim. Let's say she loses it on the way to Yerushalayim. Right, he has to get her something else. So he's not happy with that arrangement. Ela Hektish, right? So and by Hektish, Bishlam Ei Lo Nichalei. So the Gemara says, okay. So that meaning, so that makes sense. That it's the one both of them are not happy with it. That's by Hektish. But by Meiser Sheni. But by Hektish, by Bishlami Ilo Nicholai Dinatil Hektish Ayada. It makes sense that the woman is not going to be so happy because the Hektish is going to become whole, is going to become not holy, right, through, okay, when she accepts it for Kedushin. Elihu, right, Milo Nicholai Dinikni Itzami Melo. Right, what does the guy care though? He's marrying a woman with this stuff. So it must be that you can learn it that way, that the scenario where the woman is not happy is by Hektish, and the scenario where both of them are unhappy is Meiser Sheni. Okay, fine. By many Rav and Rav Chista, Isha Ein Miskadeshes, Mos Yitzu L'Chulin. According to Rav Meir, again, we said that it's Bishogeg, right, with Hektish, right, and it doesn't work, what happens to the money? So Rav Chista said back to him, Isha Ein Miskadeshes, Mos Yitzu L'Chulin. So what do you mean? We're not using the money for anything, right? If the condition is in the Chal, why in the world would the money change status from Hektish to Chulin? So therefore, it stays as Hektish. Okay, what's the same scenario by a sale, by mecher? If the guy didn't know, let's say, that he was paying, right, with Hektish. So Amalei, af mecher lo kana. So Rav Chista said that also doesn't work by a mecher. Eisvei, so he asked the kasha on Rav Chista, what do you mean? Chen v'ni kabala bayis. Divrei Rav Yehuda. The chen v'ni is like a bala bayis. By Hektish, and someone gives Hektish money to a guy. If someone gives, let's say, cash to the store. meaning that he is treated as Baal Bayis in the sense that he is, if he then uses that money, I mean, if someone gives hektish, let's say $100 in hektish, b'shogeg, right, to a chenveni, to a store, the guy who owns a store, and then he uses it, right, so then he's chayav from Me'ilah. That's Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, chenveni k'sholchani. Chenveni is like a money changer. He doesn't necessarily need money there, so he is allowed to use the money that is left there, right, which is like a loan, and it turns out to be a hektish. Where he says the guy who gave him the money, because it's like a shliach, and then it's as if he gave him permission to use the money. Okay, I can lo miflig, but the machlokes is there. All ella the marsav rechenri kishulchani, marsav rechenri kavah vayis. Right, that's the machlokes over there. Avokuli alma im hotzi ma, but everybody agrees. Meaning that if someone uses the hektish money that was given to them, right, there's going to be an iser meila. So even Rabbi Meir will hold that if you use hektish money, right, that he can buy something with hektish money. I mean, how else do you use hektish money? Right, you obviously bought something with it. So everybody's masking that the transaction is chal. So the Gemara says no. Rabbi Meir, the devar of the Rabbi Yehuda Kamar. Rabbi Meir, no, was really just speaking within Rabbi Yehuda's shita. I mean, Rabbi Meir would say according to me, imhotzi if he spent the money, not milomal. No, there's no meila over there. But if according to you, Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that if he spends it, right, shogeg by hektish is going to be meila, odili miha, still admit to me at least the chenveni ka baal bayis, that the chenveni is like the baal bayis, right, and therefore it's the baal bayis, the chenveni, the guy who owns the store, he's going to be chay for meila, and not the guy who gave him the money. But Marlene, Rabbi Yehuda said back to him, no, lo kashul chani, no, he's like a money changer, right, and therefore it is the guy who gave him the money, right, who is going to be. Chayiv in the Me'ilah. Okay, we're going to stop here. We'll go back to an Ha'ilah Gishas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.